welcome to the Business Success Club. I want to say welcome, and you are in for a treat in this group. Hey, thank you so much for tuning into this podcast. And on this podcast, what we really want to establish is this: how do hardworking entrepreneurs build profitable and scalable businesses whilst having the freedom and balance to do the other things they love, like family, vacations, sports, fun, adventures, and charity? So let's tune into today's podcast.
Okay, so welcome. Welcome to the Business Success Show with me, Mac Atram. And on this live, I want to say thank you for tuning in. Watch everything. You're in for a treat right now in this session. And these sessions that I'm planning to run and have been running for a while now is asking the question, the burning question: how do hardworking entrepreneurs build profitable and scalable businesses whilst having the freedom and the balance to do the things they love? Example, time with family, time for sports, time for fun, time for adventures, time for charity. There is more to life than just the daily grind. And today, it's my absolute great pleasure to have someone on this live with us right now, and who I've known for many years, and I'll try and establish how long in a moment. But he, I love this guy. I'll tell you why. Because when it comes to motivation, when it comes to empowerment, this gentleman embodies that. And when in business, when you wake up sometimes, you don't feel like doing it, and you know it needs to be done, this is the type of person you want on your side, because he will give you the tools and the strategies and techniques to help you to get out of the funk and get into action. So my pleasure today is to welcome onto this special call Mr. Tosin Ogunwusi, who is a mindset and empowerment specialist. I mean, he's got so many accreditations in terms of what he does. But today I wanted to really share NLP techniques that can help small business owners just like yourself to improve in what they do and have a better life. He has so much knowledge. I mean, a lot of people in the UK and around Europe know him for actually getting people, thousands of people, to walk over hot coals of fire. It's like firewalk. How do you get your mindset from fear of walking over fire to finally doing it? And this is what he specializes in: getting your mind away from the fear to a place where it's more empowering, that you can get more results. So over to my good friend, Mr. Tosin Ogunwusi. So Tosin, welcome to the Business Success Show.
Wow. What a welcome. Thank you so much, Mac Atrib. I've always wanted to be on your success show. I really love what you're doing. You're an inspiration to me. And it's great to finally pin you down and get a date. So I'm really excited to be here, guys. I'm excited to share with you some of my experiences, and hopefully that can help you improve your business in some shape or form. But as Mac said, you know, I'm known as the UK's number one empowerment trainer and executive coach. And my job is really to move people. I often say I could bring a dead cow come alive, you know? So literally, my passion is my energy to inspire others. And we have a slogan of empowerment, which is really all about protecting others, healing others, inspiring others to give more, be more, do more, and have more in their lives. So if you're that kind of person that's looking to give more, be more, do more, and have more, then that would be great. Now, the old saying is be, do, and have, but actually people forget we've got to give first. So it's give more, then be more. And when we say be more, you have to be more in your mind, and then you have to do more in order to get more. It doesn't work any other way, and I'm sure Mac will agree with that. So I'm really excited to be with you guys today to share some of my experiences and some of my expertise with you.
Fantastic. Thank you for that, Tosin. And in a moment, what I'm going to ask Tosin to do is to give us some tactics or some tips that can help us feel more empowered, especially in this season, in this economic season that we're in, where things are very uncertain, day to day, week to week, things are very, very uncertain. And I love what you just said there, Tosin, about giving first. And I know you're a giver, because that's all the time I've known you, you just looked at how you give to people, and I know recently you've been working on helping certain charities and orphanages in the work you do as well, right? So maybe we'll hear more about that in a little while. So tell me something, for those people, Tosin, who presently things are uncertain. We are living in these very strange times. Some people have their businesses and have not been able to operate their business. Some people are going to be out of business. Some people have to pivot into something else. For those who know they have to do something different and they have to make a change, how can they get out of that rut each day and feel more empowered? Any tips on that?
Absolutely. You know, I've had to pivot myself, as you know. We run events, and obviously with the pandemic and COVID-19, nobody's been able to run any events at all. And you're absolutely right. Small businesses like myself and many others are already out of business. Not that they're going to go out of business, Mac. They're already out of business, period. You know, and not many will make it and survive. And for me, it's a bit of a shame that the government asks us all to go under lockdown, and they don't provide the means for self-employed, hardworking, honest people to actually cover their mortgages, their living expenses, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You know, it's really sad to see. You know, they make a big gesture in the media that they're providing this, but then when you look at the logistics of actually getting that funding, it's not really straightforward. There's many loopholes that you have to go over, depending on your contribution to the economy, on your NI and all that kind of stuff. If you're not paying into the coffers, you don't get anything. So people, they look at your 3 years of balance sheet, and then they're giving people 400 quid for 3 months, 100 quid for every month, you know, really. In June. Are you kidding me? So what's somebody going to do with 400 quid with a family of four or two or three or even one or even no family? You know, what are they going to do with 100 quid every single month? So that side of it, you know, really frustrates me, gets me really angry and riled up, because I believe that a lot of people are going to suffer through this, you know, not through their own volition or their own fault, but because the government is asking them to stay at home and keep lives safe and keep everybody safe, and they're obliging.
So what can someone do?
And then if you're a successful business guy and you're making profit of over 50,000, you're okay. You can take care of yourself. You know, so we're being penalized at both sides of the equation here. And I don't know where this is going to end. You know what I mean? Sorry,
We have a lot of people who tune into this, and we have people from all over the world. We have people from Thailand and India and Singapore and Malaysia and America, all over Europe, everywhere, right? So, and some are in lockdown, some are coming out of lockdown, and it's still very uncertain. What's one tip you can give that can get someone in a more empowered state each day, so they actually grab the balls by the horn, make a decision, do something rather than do nothing or feel stuck?
Yeah, correct. So one of the things that I said before, I went on a rant there because this does upset me, and I have to share that. But one thing that people could do, mainly first of all, is change your routine. You know, that's the first step. Because even though you're under lockdown, you have to have a different routine for yourself. And that's the number one thing that's critical to your success. Because having a routine, especially if you have children and kids, and you know that yourself, having a routine, and especially when the kids are at home and they have to be homeschooling and all that kind of stuff. And as you said, everyone is in different states. Like, for example, in Prague, total lockdown is kind of like gone. We're all out of lockdown, you know, whereas in the UK, they're still under lockdown. In other countries, they're off. And people are at different stages. So it might be different for everybody. But I believe at different stages, you got to change your routine. So as soon as we got into lockdown, I had to change my routine. And once I was in the lockdown and things were beginning to change, I had to change my routine. So it's really being flexible and having flexibility of behavior to change your routine. And what do I mean by that? I'll give you an example is, you know, you get up early in the morning, you go to work, you do a certain thing, blah, 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 you exercise, you work out. Don't stop those things just because you're under lockdown, you know, because this is a fundamental to your well-being and health. You know, so you got to keep yourself updated. Man, you got to look after yourself. I see a lot of people, because they're on lockdown, they've not shaved for like 4 weeks, 1 month, 2 months, big hair and white hair growing. You can't just because you're under lockdown, stop grooming yourself or looking after yourself. Those are critical things. So, you know, also for your partner, I mean, I saw you guys go on a date and you guys were dressed up in the home. I thought that was fantastic. I said, how amazing is that? It's about maintaining those kind of routines because it keeps us going. It gives us hope. It gives us faith and strength that, you know what, this will soon pass. And I also say, people, you have to be mentally tough. You have to be mentally tough, because people forget and they think of one thing in isolation because of the media and the fear mongering that they kind of create for everybody. But this is not the first time as human beings that we've been resilient and gritty and we have to deal with things. You know, in our own personal life, we deal with issues all the time and we get through it. So this is no different. I tell people, always have that statement and believe that you'll overcome this. Because if you focus on the media and the news and the fear, it's just going to create panic and chaos. But if you really think about what do I want to do and create a plan and work your plan, then you'll get through it. So having a routine is very, very, very important. So that really helps. Because also with couples at home and your business, you've got to give yourself me time. Now, people that are already home businessing already, they're fine. You know, they run their business from home anyway, but majority of people don't. So they're finding to come home, you definitely need to have a space where you can work, where it's conducive for you to work at home, where you won't be disturbed with the kids or the wife or anybody else, or there's no interruption. So you do need like a shrine in your home where you can work, you know, somewhere where you can really focus and concentrate, because without that, it could be quite difficult and challenging as well. So yeah, routine for me is critical.
So routines are important. Maintain the routine and also...
Be mentally strong, you know. And I have a story for you around that.
Sure,
my mentor used to share this, which is really powerful. You know, they said, you know, they used to have like, there was a major drought in the world. I can't remember the time of them, but there was a major drought. And you see all these big plants and big trees, all of them were screaming and shouting. They were like, we're going to die, we're going to die. There's no water. We're going to die, we're going to die, we're going to die. Guess what? They started dying off.
Because they just panicked.
They were just like, we're going to die. And they just started dying off. There was major drought, there's everywhere. But there was one plant. There was one plant that said, no, hell no. I'm not dying. You'll guess the plant by the end of the story. He goes, I'm not dying. He goes, there's no way. I'm going to find a way to survive. And this plant went deep down in the soil, deep down, further than any plant that's ever gone with its roots, to find water. And it found water. And it started surviving. Then other plants were coming. Other animals were like, we're dry, there's no food, there's nothing. We're going to eat all these plants. And he was saying, geez, they're eating all these plants. He goes, no one's going to eat me. And he decided to just grow thorns to prevent people from even coming anywhere near it. And today, this is the only plant that survives in the desert till today.
Right.
And that's called the cactus.
Cactus plant, yes.
Yeah. It's called the cactus, because the cactus refused to be like all that and be a victim. The cactus says, no, I will survive. You know, there's no way, I'm not dying and no one's going to eat me. So how can we be like the cactus? It's always the question we've got to ask ourselves. How can we be resilient? How can we be of that mental
toughness? Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you can feel Tosin's energy coming out. I mean, this is just on the screen. When you train with Tosin, when he has you in his hands, some of you have seen me train and you think, I've got energy. This guy has got energy to another level, right? And you need that around you, you know, because you talk about Tosin, you talk about mental toughness, you know, and In these situations, some people survive, some people don't. You know, you've had some challenges in your life previously. I'm sure you have.
Oh, yeah.
You had things that haven't gone right for you. Do you want to share anything like that? You know, some challenges.
Oh, Lord, I've had so many things in my life gone wrong for me.
Tell us some of your stories.
I'll share some with you, because, you know, growing up way back in Lagos, Nigeria, you know, when I was about 14 years old, I remember me and my stepbrother were in boarding school. And we came home and my father said he couldn't afford to send us to school. And we found out that every time he came to visit us to give us money for boarding school, quote unquote, he didn't pay the school fees. He didn't pay the school fees. They all mounted up. So we were in third year and we had a letter to take home to our fathers. And it was an accumulation of all the money we owe. And they said, if he doesn't pay all this money, we can't come back into school. So we showed him the letter and he just turned around and said, boys, I can't afford to send you to school. I'm sorry, I haven't got the money. And I was like, I'm only 14. Wow. I mean, what am I going to do as a 14-year-old if I don't go to school? How am I going to fulfill my dreams or achieve my goals, you know? And it was so tough in those days, you know, Mac, because you were seen but not heard. And as a child, you have to look down on the floor when you're talking to your parents, because if you look at them like I'm looking at you right now, it's a sign of disrespect, you know? Right. So you're sitting there and you're thinking to myself, how do I ask him? And I had to find the courage and say, so dad, if you, you know, if I don't go to school, what do you want me to do? And he just better off, I don't care what you do. You can go and become a bricklayer, carpenter, welder, take a big end of this culture. I can't afford it. And at the time, I can realize that he was so angry with himself that he couldn't afford to send his kids to school. So therefore, he was very defensive, you know? And I get it now, but I didn't get it then as a kid. I was just like, you know, is this my father? What's going on, you know? I was so angry. I hated him. I didn't know what to do. My mother came to our rescue. And she got me and my stepbrother to a state school called Hope High School, okay? Yeah. And I've endured many things like that. Now, for example, you know, when I used to go to the state school with my friends, they'll bring like £5 in their hand every day. I would have 50p, equivalent of 50p, to get on the bus to school, 50p to come back home, 50p to eat with. Well, Mac, if my friends got £5, you can go to the canteen and buy some food. I can't buy anything with my 50p. Wow. So what do I have to do? Sometimes I have to save that 50p for over a week or two to be able to join my mates in having a meal.
Wow, that's pretty tough.
Okay, okay. So I had to go through that almost on a daily basis, you know?
Wow.
And that just, while I was in it, I used to think, oh, this is suffering, this is not good, this is really crazy. But when I look back now, those were the ammunitions. Those were the things that equipped me for being able to stay steadfast when things are going wrong and not panic and not be like, fearful. I know, you know, it sounds weird. I know how to suffer.
Yeah, I hear you. Listen,
people forget, guys, you know.
I want to say this. We got Adeline sent a message. I can feel your energy. You're powerful. Liam Hensworth says, hello, my old friend. You know, I hope you are feeling the energy. You need energy like this around you. And I know Tosin as a friend has had a lot of challenges, which he's overcome, and which is great. It's great to have him on a call to share those things with us. If you can hear us and you're following, please click. Please put a thumbs up, put a love heart, put some comments in. Let me know you're there. Let me know you're watching. Let me know what you're getting out of it. This is very, very, very important. So earlier on, Tosin, so thank you for sharing about that background. And clearly, as a teenager, 14 years old, it's affected you. It's made you mentally tough. It's made you to proceed going forward and actually, and Saida says, so true, to overcome things as they come up, which is fantastic. So I want to go into another tactic or another technique, if you like, of or an NLP technique that people can use to just empower themselves furthermore. You know, earlier on, you talked about routines, maintaining routines. You talked about having a safe a space where you can actually work without being distracted. But are there any mental techniques that, for example, someone could, when they wake up and they don't feel like it, can do or say, or so that can put them in a more empowered state so they can have a better day?
One of the best thing is to wake up and align yourself every morning. And you can say mindfulness, meditation, there's many names for it. But I truly believe that, you know, people always say the sky is the limit. Well, the sky is not the limit. I refuse to say that. Your mind is the limit, you know, it's your mind. And it's about being able to silence that mind that's just so chaotic every single day that we live in. In order for us to access, you know, everybody says, you know, we are only tapping into 5 or 10% of our subconscious mind, you know, because we're living in our conscious minds on a daily basis. Well, in order for you to tap into that, your mind needs to be silent, you know? So how do you do that? Well, it's by aligning. And one of the best analogy I have for you is, it's like when we wake up in the morning, you know, we're very rough. You know, if you put your washing in the washing machine and then it comes out, you put in the dryer or you spread it, you know, your shirt is rough. You know, it's rough and you have to iron it to make it nice and smooth. So when we wake up in the morning, we're rough people, we're rough, you know? And when you're rough, if you go out like that, being rough without doing anything or really focusing on yourself or setting your intentions and things like that, it's like when you go out, when somebody ruffles your feather, you will react, you won't respond. You're like, ah, because you're already in that state of roughness, you see? But when you align yourself in the morning and you set your intention and you anchor yourself in certain words that you want, which I'll share some examples with you now, and you anchor yourself in the right way, like in peace, in harmony, in abundance, whatever it may be, in happiness, in joy, whatever that word may be, you anchor yourself well in the morning, you set your intention for the day, and you go out, or you set your intention for your meeting or your event, it doesn't matter. When you go out, you know, when somebody ruffles your feather, you can even take pause, you know, you can relax. It's like somebody sends you an email, rather than reacting, you take 10 minutes. You read it over, you realize, you don't just go, and then, because you say the wrong thing, you can never take it back, right? So right. It's about having those moments of foresight of awareness. You see, NLP covers four critical areas. One is awareness, one is communication, one is conflict resolution, and one is your emotions. You see, the awareness piece is huge because when you are able to align or meditate or, you know, mindful or be mindful of yourself and be aware of yourself, you have better control of your thought process. Because as we all know, the biggest challenge for everybody is our thinking, the way we think and how we think. That's what creates your result. We talk about cause and effect. Cause is the way you think. The effect is the kind of the stuff you see in your environment. So if you don't like what you see, change the way you think, change the cause, you know? So it's that simple. So for me, the biggest strategy is about aligning yourself in the morning when you first wake up. So you're more in control of your thoughts rather than your thoughts in control of you. You know, the experts say we have over 60,000 to 90,000 thoughts every day. But actually, the worst statistic about that is 95% of those thoughts are of yesterday. Things we should have done, things we didn't do, things we would have done, would have. It doesn't matter. Those things don't matter. Every day is a blank page. So how do you write something new on it? Now, that's the real question.
Oh, I see. So I love that. I mean, I've practiced that, but you'll be surprised how many people do not practice that. In terms of intentionalizing your day, setting up your day, your morning, first thing, whatever you're doing is going to affect the rest of the day. So I agree with that entirely. And having time for mindfulness or meditation or whatever routine it is that you need to do. And this goes back to your routine again.
And that's really important because just even 5 minutes of focusing on your breath and just sitting down. People think meditation is woo-woo or something out there or it affects their religion. Please, folks, meditation, mindfulness, has got nothing to do with your religion or what you believe. Right. As a matter of fact, whatever you believe in, whether it's Allah, whether it's Jesus, whether it's God, whether it's Mother Nature, it doesn't matter. Whatever you believe in, the more you meditate and the more you focus on what you believe in, the stronger that meditation is for you. So it's got nothing to do with your religion. So stop being afraid. Well, I'm a Christian. I can't meditate. I'm a Muslim. I can't meditate. I mean, that's all BS. Really, when you start to sit down and focus and be with yourself, listen, we all take time to study and go to university and what have you. I never went, by the way. And people take all their time to do all this study. But how much time have you taken to study yourself?
Yeah, so important. It's critical. Absolutely. Be self-aware. I know certainly my morning routine includes my gratitude process, includes my meditation and praying. It includes my morning exercises and visualizing my day. So I agree with that wholeheartedly. Every single successful person I know, every millionaire, multimillionaire I know has their own routine every single morning. That's what creates a success. I agree with that.
They get up at 5:30. They go to bed at 11:30. They get up at most people won't even do that. And then they wonder why they haven't got what they've got, you know? We all wish we had what they had, but we're not willing to do what they do to get it. And that's part of the problem. Remember, knowing and doing are poles apart. You can know, but if you're not doing, well, you only get rewarded for what you do.
Exactly. I'm aware that people are probably looking. So those people have tuned in late. They're looking and think, who's that guy? It looks like Mac. It must be Mac's brother. I'm sure it's Mac's brother. No, it's not.
I'm his brother from another father.
Absolutely. My brother from another mother. You see, again, I want to say thank you for tuning into the Business Success Show. And we are here with Mr. Tosin Ogunwusi. He's a specialist in empowerment, NLP, and helping business owners move forward. And so I'm glad to have him here. And we got Daksha. Daksha says, lol, meditation is spiritual. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, faith for me, faith is important. Faith in what you are, who you are, what you do, and a bigger thing for me, that's God. That's very important. So
yeah, when it is spiritual, I totally agree. You know, meditation is spiritual. All absolutely. You and I are just spirit. Bob Proctor puts it beautifully. He goes, all you are is a spiritual being having a human experience.
Absolutely.
So why would you connect with yourself and not get to understand your own soul, your own spirit? I mean, it just makes logical sense, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, I'm loving your tips. Hey, by the way, I took it for granted at the beginning of the call that everybody knows what NLP is. And it suddenly dawned on me, not everybody knows what NLP or neuro-linguistic programming is. Can you just touch on that? What is neuro-linguistic programming?
And what that's beautiful. You see, neuro means your nervous system. And neuro represents our nervous system, which our spine is connected to. You know, that's really our base, our connection of everything with our brain and our nervous system. Because when we receive information into our system, it's all processed through those nervous systems. Now, linguistic is the language and non-verbal that we also use to code that information that's coming in to give it meaning, okay? And then programming are the habitual ways of getting a particular outcome. In other words, your habits, things that you've kind of created and that gets you a particular result every single time. So right. One of the best definitions of NLP is, NLP is the art and science of using one's own language with such specificity to get a specific outcome. Now, I like to make it even different. I like to say NLP is the art and science of using one's language and understanding how you use your language on a daily basis to create a particular outcome. Because by the way, somebody asks, what connects the mind and body together? People say, emotions. No, it's language. It's language, the words. The words we use are so powerful. You know, in the great book, it says there's power in the mouth and tongue, in the power of your life. You know, you can use it to cut people down, shred people down, or you can use it to build people up. So there's so much power. And part of it is understanding, how am I affecting others with the way I communicate, with my language? Is it edifying people? Is it bringing people down? Is it cutting people down? What is it doing? And by understanding that, you realize how powerful we are as individuals. You see, you know, language is so powerful. Word is so powerful.
Very.
Now, if I was speaking a particular language that you didn't understand, you wouldn't give it any meaning because you don't understand it. You wouldn't give it any meaning at all. It wouldn't mean anything to you. Yes. But because we keep meaning to things, therein lies a lot of our problem. And Tony often cited this example of, you know, Johnny bit the dog, or the dog bit Johnny. Two different meanings, same exact words, you see? So we have to be very careful with our language. You see, language is the key. Even when you're ill, try this out. So let's say you got something going on for you. You're not feeling so well. You got a headache or you got a migraine. It's not the headache or the migraine. It's what you're thinking about. So if you start to pick three words to describe what you're going through, something might be, sharp pain, pinching pain, whatever. Write three words. Now, without using any of those three words you just used, find three other words to describe the same pain. What you find is you keep finding three words. You'll come to a place where there is no word, like a void. And all of a sudden, that headache dissipates, goes away. Right. Because you stop using the word, my headache is killing me. You know, words we use are really powerful. And now, is it really killing you? Because if it's killing you, you drop dead, right?
Yeah.
So it's really not. So when you start to change the language and you start to look for other words and you realize, I've run out of words to give this meaning, all of a sudden, it goes away.
Amazing.
It goes away. So language, it's really powerful. You have to be careful about the words we use.
Very good. Daksha says, Tosin, you're great. Sure can listen to you all day. Amazing. Smiley face. So, I mean, this is one thing, whenever you come across Tosin, you will always feel his energy. You can't run away from it. That's who he is. That's how he is. And that's how he's able to empower and change and transform the lives of thousands of people all over the world, which is fantastic. Again, you're listening to the Business Success Show with me, Mac Atram, and Tosin Ogunwusi, specialist in NLP and empowerment transformational techniques. So again, thank you for your energy, Tosin.
It's a pleasure, mate. It's a pleasure.
Yeah, I mean, it's, do you remember, when did we, Do you remember when we, I think we had this conversation some time ago. Do you remember when we first met? Do you remember when we first met? I think I remember.
I was thinking it was a Yes group many moons ago, but then you reminded me, it was at one of my mentor, Topher Morrison's event. Actually, it was called The Mental Game of Life. I remember it, there was about 2,000 people there. And that's where, but I didn't actually know who you were, but you knew me.
Yeah, this is a funny thing because I never forget a face. I never forget a face. And that's one of the things that has been with me all my life. I just never forget a face. And I remember in those days, I was struggling. I can't remember what year it was, but things weren't going too right for me. And I think I was transitioning. Things were getting better. And yeah. I walked into this seminar room. You was towards the back. I think you was walking around. And I was sitting yeah. towards the back as well. You looked at me. I looked at you. And we don't know each other. But yeah. somehow we got into a conversation. So this hey. Is, I can't remember. This is more than what? Maybe 16, 17 years ago, maybe. I mean,
it is. It's a long time ago. Yes. Time I've known you a long time, man.
Yeah, yeah, so which is great. It's great to catch up. And then later on, we caught up at the Yes Group and the Yes Group events that's going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, we did. And I remember you chairing the Yes Group as well, which was phenomenal. You know, and yes. yeah, we just went yes. from there.
Yes, absolutely. So right now, for people who are, I was going to say, if you've got another NLP technique or anything else that someone
yeah, can... I have loads. I mean, we were talking about NLP. So let's just go through, let me just let people understand the power of NLP. Because, sure. you know, when you're dealing with NLP, you have to understand when I talk about those four areas, one is awareness, okay? We've got to become aware of ourselves. We've got to become aware of our strengths and our weaknesses. And as Bob always put it, Bob Proctor, I keep referring to him, he's one of my first mentors, a phenomenal guy, love the guy till this day. He always used to say that, you know, you have to develop your strengths and you have to manage your weaknesses. Whereas before, as business owners, you know, and I fought foul of this many times, we are afraid to spend money to get things done. We want to try and do it ourselves, but we don't have the expertise to do it ourselves. And this is a bigger issue for business owners. So one of the things that's going to accelerate you is the speed of implementation and the speed of decision. Okay. So when you make decisions quickly and when you implement quickly, you know, I wanted to get online, but I talk about it, but I don't do anything about it, you know. And I'm not really the expert. I realized, you know what, I've got to put some money behind it. So I've got to hire the right person to create my membership on my ClickFunnels, got to hire a videographer to come and film and edit and get the online program ready together. And once you start making things happen, you accelerate the time span that it takes. Luckily for me, before the pandemic, I had this idea. I was telling Matt, I started in December, I had the idea of doing it. And now I've got two programs out there, you know, made up. Now, if it left to my own devices to making it and trying to figure out myself, video, edit, do that, I will never get it done. And sometimes okay. we're afraid to spend money because we think, what if it doesn't work? What if it works out? But you know, in business, here's what Brian Tracy says. In business, you have to speculate to accumulate. And one of the things mm-hmm. he says is, if you want an increase of $4,000, be willing to spend $4,000 in return. You see? Right. Because in business, he says, you'll survive. This is a beautiful line. He goes, you'll survive in business if you can make enough money to cover your mistakes. I hope you heard that. I'll say that again. He says, you will survive in business if you make enough money to cover your mistake. Because in business, we're constantly making mistakes. He says, we're testing the market. We're putting it out there. It doesn't work, take it off. No, it doesn't work. So you're constantly doing, and those that have the ability to do that consistently, survive in the business and scale up and evolve. Those that can't do that, they go out of business, which is why they say within the first year, 98% of them don't make it. Within the 5 years, 70% of them don't make it because they can't survive in business. So if you want to survive in business, please be prepared to hire people, hire people that know more than you do. Let them help you get things done faster, quicker, use leverage and get a mentor. Because if you don't do those things, forget it. It doesn't
yeah,
work.
This is my experience as well. But you're absolutely right. If you don't know it, find someone who knows it, who's been there before, and so they can help you. Great share.
Yeah, so develop with awareness, find out your strengths, find out your weaknesses. Focus on your strengths, become good at what you do. Like, this is what I know. I'm great at this. You know, I can help anybody. I can help anybody shift their mindset, change anything that's going on for them because I've done it for years. Okay? All the other stuff, computer, anything, don't ask me to do that. I haven't got a clue. Running a business, I haven't got a clue. I have to come to Mark for that. I haven't got a clue. So, But what I do is what I do best. So now, the next thing is about communication. How do we communicate in a way that rub people the right way and we understand that? Well, there are a few things NLP can teach you. One is about building rapport. So you can meet anyone within 5 or 10 seconds, connect with them, be like, look, me and Mac, we met each other. We never even knew each other, but we connected and we had a conversation. Yeah. Okay? Yeah. That's the beauty of it. And most of you know this. I'm not going to teach you to fit. You know, if you know how to network properly, not just about yourself, you know, just throwing your business card everywhere. That's not how to network. You know, really genuinely wanting to get to know the other person. Building rapport is easy. There are a few techniques you can learn about how to build rapport like that or even break it within seconds. Then we have rep system, you know? We're not all the same. We're not all the same. We're all very different. Some of us like to process information visually, some auditorily, some kinesthetically, some auditory, digitally. I use elements in nature. So if you think about earth being firm, and if you think about water being calm and relaxed, that's the kinesthetic form of it. And if you think about air being clear and meticulous, you know, and if you think about fire, you know, really what am I? So these are elements in life. We are all part of these elements, but most of us have different elements that resonate with us better than others. The question is not to label yourself. You know, I know people with the DISC model say, well, I'm a lion, I'm an elephant, I'm a dog, I'm a dolphin. No, it's not about labeling yourself. It's about really understanding, okay, I'm more visual, that's fine, but actually, how do I connect with somebody that's more kinesthetic? How do I connect with somebody, sorry about that, my phone went right off, put it back on. You see the energy in the room is pretty powerful.
I see that. I
love
see
that. We even affected the phone right there, you know?
We're all good.
So basically, it's about adapting your behavior to somebody else in communication, because people often say, treat others how you want to be treated. Bullshit, BS. Because sometimes how you want to be treated is not how I want to be treated. It's not how Mac wants to be treated. So I've got to find out, how does Mac want to be treated?
Yeah.
How does he want to be treated so I can treat him like that? Because remember, if you're in a relationship with another person, you know, be it intimate relationship or a business relationship, and you're treating them how you want to be treated, but that's not how they want to be treated, you've already lost. So it's about understanding critically how the other person likes it. So we rub people the right way, not the wrong way. And that is by adapting our natural behavior to other people. And that's a challenge for most people, even though they know they have to do that. People say, well, is that manipulation? Or is that? No, it's not. You know, it's really doing what the other person wants. You know, imagine you're in an intimate relationship with someone and you say, this is what love means to me. And you're doing what love means to you to them. And that's not what love means to them. Hello, you're doing the wrong thing. It's like you're speaking Spanish and they're speaking English. Two different languages. So it's about really understanding the other person's language. And once we understand their language, we want to provide them with that language. Because now they feel that they feel understood. They feel that you get them. They feel that you understand them. They feel that you know their values. Right. And this is crucial in communication, especially in business. You know, there's always communication breakdown. They're always blaming that department, this department, or this, or the supplier, or that supplier. It's really not to do with anybody. It's about us. Building rapport and adapting our behavior with everybody else. So the question I always ask myself and my audience is, hold on a minute, if they're not getting it, then I've not explained it well. Rather than, those audience, they're thick, they don't know anything, they're dumb. No, they're not. They're smart, intelligent people. I've not explained it well. So the onus is on me to understand how I'm communicating to them. So when I change the way I communicate, they get understanding, because now I'm relating to them in the way that they can understand, you see? And that's the key here. So that's really crucial. And then when we talk about conflict.
Are you saying treat people the way they want to be treated?
Always.
Always. Very good. I mean, if you're loving conflict, what's going on, if you're loving what Tosin is saying, please give the love heart, give your thumbs up, give us a like, give some comments. Don't just sit there passively, because the more interactive it is, the more we can give you. And I'm planning on doing this every week. You know me by now as well. So make sure you are sharing this, you are commenting, you are giving some likes, you're giving some shares, anything you need to do so that we can still empower you. So we have a few more minutes. Stay with us all the way. I know Tosin's going to say a bit more, and I know he's then probably, I would love for him to share how you can connect with him, if you want to connect with him, which I think you should do. So Tosin, carry on.
All right, so I'm still going. So we have what we call conflict. So all of us as human beings, we're all dealing with conflict every single day. I mean, COVID-19, coronavirus, there's a conflict there. So we're all dealing with conflict in the workplace, in our businesses, you know, we're all dealing with that. But with NLP, it's not just about talking about it. We have practical intervention, practical techniques that we can utilize to help us. So one example in business would be, you know, we got the agreement frame, okay? With the agreement frame, it's about how can I disagree with you, Mac, but not lose you as a friend and still be, we're able to disagree but agree, you know what I mean? And this is a beautiful technique called the agreement frame. And there are just a few words that we have to eliminate and a few words that we have to add. So things like I understand, things like however, things like but, we have to eliminate those words in our communication because they negate what people are saying. So if somebody said, if you said something like, oh, but, blah, 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 I've just dismissed what you just said. So what, right. Instead of that, we replace it with, I agree, I appreciate, and I respect. Now, you can't agree and respect and appreciate everything, but you have to really listen to the person's communication and say, what they're saying, what do I agree with genuinely? What do I respect and what do I really appreciate? One thing. So if you find that angle, you go, okay, great. You take that angle and then you use the word and. You see, but right. builds a bridge. But builds a wall and builds a bridge. So when you say, I respect and I agree and I appreciate and then you give your own views, the other person feels like, oh, okay, you've understood me, you listen to me. But when we just go, but, you know, we just butt in, you know, we're always butting in. That's because we're already waiting with our own rebuttal before they even finish their statement, you see? So one of the best ways when we use an agreement frame is to really listen. Listen, we've got 2 ears and 1 mouth, let's use them appropriately. And really listen to other people and genuinely say, okay, this is what they're saying, this is what they want. In negotiation, it's so simple. I don't know why people still get it wrong till this day. You know, my mentor has got 3 strategies, very simple. Number one, what do they want? Number two, what do I want? Number three, how can I make sure they get what they want and I get what I want? And it's a win-win. It's that simple. Mm. Why do we get it wrong? You see? So this is about understanding. It's not about I win and you lose. No, if I win and you lose, then I've lost by default. You know? Yes. If I win and you win and everybody else win, wow, isn't that a better one? We'll do more business together. We'll build a better relationship together. And it goes on. You know, we shouldn't have to try to shortchange ourselves and shortchange ourselves. All you're deceiving is you. It's nobody else. By default.
Yeah.
If I win and you win and everybody else. Are you still there?
I'm still here.
Okay. I lost you. And then finally, when it comes to emotion, so with NLP, it's not just about talking about the problem. We have practical solutions. We have tools of evolution that we can intervene and use. You know, somebody's got a phobia for years. 60 minutes, done, boom.
So someone could have a phobia for years and within 60 minutes, they can clear that phobia.
Done. It's simply one of the simplest techniques ever. It's all here. It's all happening here.
It's all mental. It's all here. Let me say this. I mean, I know we can go on for hours and hours and people will still get lots and lots of value and everything else. I want to say this, that how can, because we're going to be finishing the call in a moment, and I want to say, how can people connect with you? And if they wanted to, you know more about TOSIN, if they want to know more about NLP, what can they do in order to connect with you? Is it simple?
Oh, great. Well, thank you for that. I mean, if you guys want to know more about NLP, I'm happy to say that, you know, end of March or April, we finished our online program, which is called Empowerment Coaching Certification Training, which is all about neuro-linguistic programming and a process that I developed called Hyatt. It's called Healing Your Emotional Trail. So people with a shitty past or shitty conditioning, I knew I definitely had one and I had to work on it. It's about eliminating things like anger, sadness, fear, guilt, hurt from your past, you know, and it's called Healing Your Emotional Trail. Really powerful. Normally it's about 3 to 5 hours with somebody in a day to kind of clear it up. But on this online program, it's super packed. I don't know, maybe over 20 hours of content. You've got audios, you've got videos, you've got demos, you've got techniques showing you practically how to do it. I've literally taken 3 videos and broken them down where I've done a live training where people are paid $3,000, $3,500 to be there for 7 days. So literally this has been broken down. So It's online, it's ready. I think, Mac, I sent you a link, but I'll probably send you another link now for your guys.
Okay, let me start and put it in here.
And if you want to connect with us, just check it out. It's www.empowerment. So if you spell empowerment without the E, so M for mother, powerment.co.uk, www.empowerment.co.uk. For the online program, I think it's /NLP online.
Correct.
So basically, I'll send you guys the link anyway if you want to connect with us. And what we're really doing is, because of this pandemic, money is very scarce for people. So rather than charging the normal fee for £596, which the online program is definitely worth it 100%, I've really reduced all of our online program to be 44 quid.
44?
Yeah, right, 44 quid. I want people to get access to it, to use it while it lasts this period of coronavirus, probably till the end of July, I believe. And then we'll lift it and we'll go back to a reasonable price. Yeah, and one other thing is, when you buy one of it, 10% of that all goes to a charity that we're supporting in Kenya for the last 2 years. Because think about the coronavirus, it's hit them hard. They have no funding from anywhere at all. So for me, it's our way of giving back. So whatever you guys, when you guys purchase this, we give back to a charity as well, so which is close to my heart. We've been supporting them for the last 2 years now, and these are orphanages, no mothers, no fathers. And they need some way of, basic amenities of feeding themselves and eating. We're looking to build a school, but we're looking at a later date. But at the moment, it's just about clothing them and feeding them. So whatever you guys can do, we really appreciate it. Thank you very much.
That's a very good cause. You know, I love that. You know, you don't, you're saying, you know, it's just for whatever it is, about $50, $52. People can learn NLP, but you're taking a portion of that. And you are giving it to your local, to your charity that you're involved with, orphanages and helping other people feed themselves. That's an amazing thing to do. That's one of the things I love about you. It's always giving first and then what you get and take from there. So I want to say thank you. Again, check out what Tosin's doing. It's empowerment. That's no E. empowerment.co.uk/NLP online. And you can learn all about the stuff he's doing there. And utilize, the important thing as a business owner is utilize the skills, the tactics, the techniques, the strategies to improve your mindset, your well-being, so you can continually achieve and move forward rather than being stuck and standing still. So you can move away from surviving to a place that you are now thriving. So, so important at this moment.
Absolutely.
Exactly. So I want to say again, Tosin, thank you for joining us. Any last things you want to say before we close and finish off here for now?
Yes, I do. Thank you for that, for the opportunity. Thank you so much for actually having me today. I've really thoroughly enjoyed myself. You know, whenever I share, this is my gift. So it comes natural to me to be able to give back to other people out there and really support people while we're also supporting ourselves. Remember, we are also just work in progress. So every time I speak, I'm also listening to myself. And it's all about keep chipping away, because we can never stop. You know, as Tony will always say, can be constant and never ending improvement. We're always trying to grow, trying to evolve. You know, we enjoy for a while, but then you can't sit still. You have to keep going. And that's life. And I just wanted to say a few words in closing. Remember, guys, it's important to establish a routine and stay mentally tough. Stop watching the news and listening to all that crazy drama that's going on there. Really focus on what you want to do. Keep your goals in front of you. Remember, if you're not distracted, you'll achieve your goals. You know, when you come to looking there, looking everywhere, and you're not focusing on where you're going, that's when we normally stumble. So focus on your goal, keep looking ahead. And the other thing is, please, as you're going through all of this, as you're thinking about yourself, as you're looking after yourself, please think of other people around you as well. There are people that thoroughly need your help that don't have what we have. So we have to remember that and try and help where we can, if we can. And the final thing is, what the craziness that's going on in America at the moment with the death of George Floyd and systematic racism around, you know, I've experienced it personally. And all I want to say is Black Lives Matters. All life matters. So for me, I've always been an individual who I've never seen color, you know? The minute Bob told me that, and the minute Bob said this to me, it was such an explosion of change of mindset for me. You know, he looked at me and said, are you black? I said, yes, I'm black and proud. He goes, you're not black. He said, my shoes are black. He was wearing black shoes. He went to somebody else. He goes, are you white? He goes, yes, I'm white. He goes, you're not white. He goes, my shirt is white. You're not white. Now, I'm confused as hell. I'm like, you know, if I'm not black and he's not white, what the freaking hell are we, right? Seemed like a logical question to ask him. And that's when he dropped the bombshell and he said, you know what? You and I and everybody else on the planet, all we are is a spiritual being having a human experience. Absolutely. And that literally obliterated my limiting beliefs. And ever since that day, I'm talking way back in 2000, I've always seen human beings and people not color. Human beings and people not color. I used to work in a company, 500 people, I was the only black person there. I never saw color. I went to do a gig in Ukraine, 2,000 people. I don't even speak their language. I had an interpreter, you know, there. They had machine guns and everything. They could have chopped me up, killed me, and thrown me in the river. Nobody would know, or bat an eye. But you know what? I was the only person there, and I stood there. They loved me. They respected me. Why? Because I love and I respect them first.
That's what it's all about.
So what I want to say is, going forward, let's not instigate. I see so many people throwing stuff and putting kerosene and fire and everything up. We don't need to get involved in all of that. We all need to remember, you know, that people are people. A life matters. A life is precious. A soul is precious, regardless where, what color you are. Even my wife, she's Czech. She experienced racism in the UK. Can you imagine?
It doesn't matter
who you are, where you're coming from. It's really about
the important thing here. Loving people. Exactly. Important here is, Tosin, is that we have to be aware of injustice. When you're aware 100%. Of injustice, speak out, say
speak out about it.
Don't keep quiet. And because, like you said, we are spiritual beings having a human experience. And so if, like what you're doing, helping the orphanages, because there's injustice there, they haven't got any food. If you see someone mistreating someone else, speak out about it so people can really, we can change as a planet, because as human beings, we are the people hurting each other. You know, 100%. You know, melanin, that someone has more melanin than someone else. You're still human beings. So I want to leave on that note and say thank you for sharing that. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for serving the world you do. Thank you for impacting so many lives around the world by being who you are and what you do. And I love the ending about justice. And we are all the same. Let's look after each other. Let's not create violence for violence's sake, but let's keep injustice in mind. And where there is no justice, bring
speak
justice.
Speak out.
Speak out. I love
speak
that.
Out.
Love you, brother.
Namaste.
And I'll speak to you again soon. Everybody who are listening, I want to say thank you for joining us on the Business Success Show. If you loved what you heard here, make sure you share it. Give us a thumbs up, give us a like, give us a comment, and so that Tosin's work can spread, the work we do can spread, empower more people, empower more business owners. Until we speak again next time, take care of yourselves and each other, and I will speak to you on the other side. Bye for now.
Hey, thank you so much for tuning into today's session. Now, if you found this session very inspirational or motivational, or you want more help, you may be interested in my book, The Millionaire Moment. And this book I wrote in 2020. It's about how our thoughts shape our financial destiny. The book is available on Amazon, and this was my trials and tribulation from becoming over $100,000 in debt to finally sorting myself out to becoming financially free and a millionaire. It's all in this book, available on Amazon. Check it out. Mac Atram. Speak to you later. Bye for now.